I want to take you on a little trip to Philippians. So if you'll come with me to Philippians chapter 4, I was pressed this morning to go there and bring forth his plan to change us, okay? The verse that was really pressed into my heart was Philippians 4, verse 13. I can do everything through him who gives me strength. I can do everything through him who gives me strength. You can also change that word to Christ. The anointing will give you strength. Now, when you're relying on your own abilities and your own choices, you're going to discover down the road that it's going to be a difficult walk because you're depending on your own abilities. But when you are crying out, I can do everything through him who gives me strength, you're really declaring that God's abilities, God's grace, is going to take you to the next level. Now, I'd like to back it up to verse 4. Well, go to verse 2, because I want to take it in context. I plead with Euodia and plead with Syntyche to agree with each other in the Lord. Well, if he's pleading for somebody to agree with each other in the Lord, there's been some kind of a broken relationship here. Amen? Yes, and I ask you, loyal yoke fellows, help these women to have contended at my side in the cause of the gospel, along with Clement and the rest of my fellow workers whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. I say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. In Christ Jesus. Now, I took a peek at the Amplified, and it goes a little bit deeper. But the general concept here is to recognize that difficulties do happen. Difficulties and misunderstandings may take years to get resolved. But the reality is God's working on me. Hear me now. God is working on whom?
Me.
So we have a tendency to blame the other person. It's always them, them, them. If they would only straighten out, then I'd have a peaceful day. How many can relate with that? All those, and my grandson came over last night, and, you know, we're very excited because we can see new life coming into him. And he was teasing his grandmother. And he mentioned something, because when she would get frustrated, she'd probably say, you know, a very weird word. And he was reminding her, well, when we were kids, you used that word to kind of straighten us out. And of course, she, you know, kind of put her hand over her mouth because she got frustrated. How many have said bad words when you got frustrated? I don't care which word it is. It's not a good word, okay? It doesn't build up. It tries to, you know, bring some soil in. But we all get frustrated. So when we do, somebody's got to intercede on that behalf, right? Because if you try to point out their mistake, what happens? tell me what happens when you judge your neighbor. It comes back. Okay? So Matthew 7, you can check it out for yourself. It has a tendency to land right at your heart. Okay? But the answer is in verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again. Rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything. Do not be anxious. Right. Well, how do you make that happen? By choice. Your emotions may not match it. You may see things that you don't like what you're seeing. You may not comprehend it all, but by choice you rejoice. And refuse the fear. By prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds. See, the peace will guard all of your emotions. Because your emotions are what got you usually in trouble to begin with. Amen? Verse 8, finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, and you should have a big circle around the word, think. Think about such things. Dwell on them. How many have a tendency to dwell on the problem? Well, the Word of God says you should give that up to prayer. But you should think by choice about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. Now, when circumstances are shaky, and you don't like what you're seeing in yourself as well as in your neighbor, as you rejoice and you think about God's ability to turn it around, you're going to be depending on His grace to strengthen you, which is verse 13. His grace is what's going to do it. Because while you're trying to figure it all out, I've got news for you. He'll give you strategies upon strategies upon strategies. And the knowledge of good and evil is going to guide you right back to that tree where you're going to get deceived again. And you'll go around the same mountain over and over and over, and it may take years for you to recover. Verse 10. I rejoice greatly in the Lord that at last you have renewed your concern for me. So what does that mean? They had gotten upset with him. Indeed, you have been concerned, but you had no opportunity to show it. I am not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content. Ha ha ha! Isn't that intent that you can learn to be content? Well, I wanted a new car 2 years ago. I wanted a new house, and I wanted it then. Whatever you bind on earth will be. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed. Ah, see, who's in the control room? You and me. He left us as creators. If Paul had to learn how to be content, can you and I learn how to be content? Yes. How is it going to be done? By choice. And sometimes it may not be comfy. Learning to put up with the old car and getting it repaired may not be your pattern of the best, but it might be God's best for that moment. Uh-huh. Amen. You may have a dream, and God may say, oh, it's coming.
And you wait year after year after year. And how many know God's soon and your soon are two different soons?
I've been waiting 15 for one, and it's still not here yet.
Uh-huh.
But I've got patience.
Good.
When it's his time.
Good. Now, you're learning something through Liv. 15 years is not very long for God. For you and me, it seems like, whoa. Amen? All right. I have learned to be content, whatever the circumstance. Verse 12 is very important. I know what it is to be in need. And I know what it is to have plenty. So he has had both. Okay? I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation. Oh, okay. How many are on that road to recovery? Put your hand up if you're on that road to recovery. Be gentle with yourself. Be patient with yourself. Okay? Because, you know, the heart of man has a desire to have it yesterday. All right. But the heart of the flesh is not what you're to follow. Okay, I have learned the secret of being content in any situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. Verse 13, again, I can do everything through him who gives me strength. Now, I'm going to try to spread that out a little bit so that you'll go a little bit deeper. In Luke 10:9, it says, I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions, that's your stealers, and to overcome all the powers of the enemy, nothing will harm you. Romans 14:4. Again, I repeat, Romans 14:4. Who are you to judge someone else's servant? To his own master, he stands or falls. And he will stand, for the Lord is able to make him stand. The Lord is able to make him stand. Who are you talking about? Could be your child. Could be your parent. Could be our friend. The Lord is able to make him stand. Not you. How many have given the kick in the wrong direction? And you found that you were kicking yourself in the process. 2 Corinthians 3:6. He has made us competent as ministers of a new covenant, not of the letter, which means the law, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. Meaning the new life in Christ is going to take you higher than the legalism of the law. 2 Corinthians 9:8. This one's very important. 2 Corinthians 9:8. And God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that in all things at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good works. But it's done by grace. Unmerited favor. That's how it's going to be done. 1 Timothy 1:12. Last verse, 1 Timothy 1:12. I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has given me strength, that he considers me faithful, appointed me to his service, not to my service, but to his service. So the appointment is for whose glory?
His glory.
His glory. So it's not all about me, myself, and I. Those three died. Hopefully. How many know they resurrect quite often?
Oh, yeah.
Mike is smiling. Mike, have you seen some resurrection lately?
Here and there.
Here and there. How many others have seen resurrection of the old? Oh, yeah. Adam loves to get all the attention. By the way, that's including Eve. Why am I saying all this today? Because I believe we have learned to trust in our own abilities, and God is trying to take us higher. 14, yet it was good of you to share in my troubles. Moreover, as you Philippians know, in the early days of your acquaintance with the gospel, when I set out from Macedonia, not one church shared with me in the matter of giving and receiving, except you only. So he's complimenting them on their obedience to the finances that he needed. For even when I was in Thessalonica, you sent me aid again and again when I was in need. How did they know he was in need? There was no telephone. How did they know? No TV, no radio, and probably very little mail. How did they know? Who communicated their ability to just send a gift? Holy Spirit. And you know, I was listening to a broadcast the other night about what happened in Boston. And it's a very ugly thing at what happened. There's no question about that. But you know, one of the commentators said, the social media created a nightmare. Wow. Created a nightmare. The wrong people were accused. The wrong people were brought to all kinds of pressure because of hearsay and people's opinions. Wow. What a caution yellow light that is on that one. Remember, the communicator that loves to communicate and bring all kinds of information is the knowledge of good and
evil.
All right. Who are you and I serving? The tree of life. And when the Holy Spirit is pushing upon us to obey, and we're obeying the tree of life, we're going to get fruit that will bring what? Relief. Paul will get relief from those who obeyed the Holy Spirit. That includes all of the things that are happening in yours and my life, and in yours and my family. Watch the next verse, 17. Not that I am looking for a gift, but I am looking for what may be credited to your account. When you and I plant seeds, who is going to reap? I'll give you an example. The other night, my wife invited Christopher and Tracy and the baby to come over for supper. And there was a few potatoes on the first floor, but I had to go down basement to go and get some extra potatoes. How many know potatoes have a habit of growing some? So obviously, I went to break off, and the Lord said, don't. So I kind of pulled back, and I said, okay. So I said, what do you want? And he says, cut off the tops with the sprouts that are coming out. And you and Gabby can go plant some of those outside in the backyard. So, how many know women don't like dirty potatoes on their counter? I have one of those at home. Well, there's six little cut-off tops with the sprouts sitting on the edge of the counter. Irene walks in and she says, hey, wait, you're going to throw that out, right? I said, no, we're going to plant those. Of course, Gabby's 6 years old. She thinks she's 22, but obviously, out we went after supper, and we took those nice little ugly-looking cuttings, and we went out into the garden, and we had cleaned that up in the afternoon, her and I. And there's a few little plants there, but obviously I made some holes and she's the one that planted the little potato plants. And of course, you know, we got dirty. Girls don't like to get dirty, but my great-granddaughter loves to get dirty.
All girls,
okay. Some girls. How many of you girls like to play in the dirt? Thank you. Good girl. So anyway, we played in the dirt. We planted all those potatoes. We put dirt around them, and of course now we're waiting. But the nice part of a potato is you can see the little shoot sticking out. The fruit, hear me, is going to be credited to whom? Who's going to get the most joy out of these little potatoes that are going to be growing? It's going to be Gabby. Why? Because she participated in putting those seeds into the ground. Are you ready to reap some of the visible seeds that you have put into good ground?
Amen.
Thank you. Now I'm going to ask you to close your eyes because I don't want this to be a commercial about giving. Because I can't stand that stuff. I'm being honest. One of the reasons I do not talk about money is because there's so much of it out there and it's seduction and I don't want to be a part of that. But I want you to close your hearts to all the seduction routines that you've heard. But I want you to put your right hand on your heart right now and say, Lord Jesus, keep my heart closed to the seducing spirits that want me to plant in their field. Holy Spirit,
show me whom to feed
with the plants that I need to put in
so that I will
reap
a harvest.
And that which I've already given
will produce good fruit.
Press down.
Shaken together
and running over
because I've obeyed you, Lord.
And I'm grateful
in Jesus' name
that St. Paul gave us an example.
There were seasons of plenty in the house of prayer,
but there were also seasons of need.
But the Holy Spirit
has never failed us.
And now it's time to bless the saints.
Namely me.
Namely me.
Thank you for a harvest.
Thank you for a harvest.
For what we've planted.
For what we've planted.
In good soil.
In good soil.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
And I can do all things.
And I can do all things.
Through the grace of God.
Through the grace of God.
That strengthens me.
Every single day.
None left out.
None left out.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.